Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The text for today's Easter message follows on from the second reading you heard before from 1 Corinthians 15. I want to read from verse 12 to 20. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how come some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Let us pray. God our Father, we pray that you would give to us your Spirit so that we receive the good news of Easter in our minds and in our hearts, and let it bear fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, Janet, my wife and I have reached a stage in life where we are attending more and more funerals. Those we grew up with, those we went to school with, those I played footy with, those we work with are now getting older, coming to the end of their lives, and as my father-in-law used to say, dropping off the perch. We do attend some funerals and we watch more online. And many of these have what is called a celebration of life. And I have to say that I find some of these celebrations quite depressing. God doesn't even get a mention. There are usually a lot of humorous stories about the person who has died, but much of the lightheartedness and the humour rings false. There is no good news, there is no hope. This person lived, this person has now died. That's it for him and her. End of life, end of story. Full stop. Now, in the reading for today that I just read, the Apostle Paul is writing to Christian people who actually thought that death was the end. Listen again to what he writes. If there's no resurrection from the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if there's no resurrection from the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you're still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only in this life we have hope in Christ, we're to be pitied more than all men. Did you get all that? Clever man that he was, Paul can be a bit verbose and sometimes a bit hard to follow. How would you convey what he's saying to a group of teenagers, a group of tradies, any group of unbelievers today? Well, here's a suggestion I picked up from Pastor John Strellan recently. John suggested that you start by reading the poem called Funeral Blues by Auden. Some of you might remember it from the film Four Weddings and a Funeral, and Ev is going to read it for us now.
Stop all the clocks. Cut off the telephone. Prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone. Silence the pianos and with muffled drum, bring out the coffin. Let the mourners come. Let aeroplanes circle moaning overhead. scribbling on the sky the message, "He is dead." Put crepe bows round the white necks of the public doves. Let the traffic policemen wear black cotton gloves. He was my north, my south, my east and west, my working week and my Sunday rest, my noon, my midnight, my talk, my song. I thought that love would last forever. I was wrong. The stars are not wanted now. Put out everyone. Pack up the moon and dismantle the sun. Pour away the ocean and sweep up the wood, for nothing can ever come to any good.
For nothing now can ever come to any good. That is what Paul is saying in this section of the letter. If Christ is not raised, your faith is futile. If Christ is not raised, Christianity is baseless and useless. What's the point of believing in a dead God? If God cannot conquer death, what hope do we have? If Christ is not raised, there is no hope for those who have died. That's it. They just go back to the dust from which they came. If Christ is not raised and we have hope only for this life, then we of all people are to be pitied. The joke's on us. Our faith is a waste of time. We live and die, and with death, hope dies. That's it, full stop. Game over. And if Christ is not raised, then it's all up to us. All up to us to make sense of the world. All up to us to give meaning and purpose to our lives. All up to us to overcome the funeral blues with jokes and humorous stories, because that is all we've got. All our brilliance, all our technology, all our cleverness comes to a shuddering halt when you stand looking down into the grave as the coffin is lowered. This is confronting when that coffin contains someone you hardly know. It's especially confronting when that coffin contains someone you know and love. A child, a parent, a partner. Then you know and feel the pain and loss and grief that Auden expressed in that poem. The stars are not wanted now. Put out everyone. Pack up the moon and dismantle the sun. Pour away the ocean and sweep up the wood, for nothing now can ever come to any good. That's it. End of poem, end of story. Death wins, we lose. But where the poem ends, God's word keeps going. The Apostle Paul writes, "For Christ has indeed been raised from the dead." Easter changes everything. The stone is rolled away. The grave is empty. Death does not have the last word. God has the last word. And his word is a life-giving word. God speaks a life-giving word to us through the risen Christ. Since Christ has been raised, it is no longer true that nothing now can ever come to any good. What is true is that now everything works for good to those who love God. There is good to be found. There is good to be experienced by those God loves. It is good to be alive and live with hope. Through the risen Christ, we have life, and we have it to the full, life now and forever. The resurrection of Jesus is not just some distant past event. It is our reason for living with joy. On this day, we Christians traditionally greet one another with the words, "Christ is risen." Not was risen, but is risen. His living presence enables us to live with purpose and hope and joy. I'm not saying that life for believers is all roses and chocolate. I'm not saying that heaven has arrived on earth. I am saying that we always have hope. Because Christ has risen, we have hope no matter what. Every day is redeemable. Every young person is redeemable. When bad things happen, we can look for the good. Maybe that good is the friend beside you. Maybe that good is a stranger who gives you a nod and a smile when you've had a rotten day. In our risen Christ, we have life. And it is a life where things will always come good. You see, we Christians may be pitied for a whole lot of things, but let us never be ashamed of living life to the full, of experiencing life to the full. Never be ashamed of being real, of mourning and grieving and weeping when we must, and of hoping and rejoicing. And so, with apologies to Mr. Orden, here is Pastor Strellan's rewritten version of the poem we heard earlier. Start the clocks chiming. Pick up the phone. Surprise the dog with a big juicy bone. Open the piano and bang on the drum. Send out the word that the revel has come. Let aeroplanes soar crisscrossing the sky, writing on blue the words, "He is alive." Put gold crowns on heads of the grey public doves. Let traffic policemen wear white cotton gloves. Christ is my north, my south, my east and my west, my working week and my Sunday rest, my moon, noon, my midnight, my talk, my song. He gave up his life, and now it goes on. The stars all proclaim it, yes, every one. Aim for the moon and welcome the sun. Dive in the oceans and treasure the wood. For life will now always, always come good. And may the peace of Christ, the risen Lord, fill your hearts and minds. Amen.